Welcome back again. Wow, two live streams in one day. Who would have thought? Carlos Estevez has signed with the Kansas City Royals, which is not something I had on my radar, but again, great. Ha-Seong Kim goes to the Rays. Good. These teams need these players. Royals get Carlos Estevez is, he's not like Hall of Fame material or anything by any means, so don't freak out. Like, I'm not going to get crazy here. But he had a great year last year. So, I'm still sick. Nothing has changed in the last 2 hours. The Royals need bullpen help desperately. I mean, desperately. They have a couple guys that are pretty good, but the rest of them are just not putting up the numbers that they need, and they really need something to back up their starting rotation. I mean, your starting rotation, I love it. If Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha, who got extended, by the way, which is good. You have Michael Lorenz, who came in and is going to be probably your number four in that rotation. And then you have Alec March, who I think Alec March is going to have a better year next year. I just have this feeling like he had his ups and downs. Ultimately, it was not a great season. He had a 4.53 ERA. But if he's going to be like your number six or your number five, that's fine. That's fine. Because you have a solid 1-4. And then Chris Bubeck, at least according to Fangraphs, says that he's going to be number 5. Although he didn't start last season, he has 30 innings pitched with a 2.67 ERA. Great. 5 walks, 39 strikeouts. Is he just there so you have a left-handed guy in your rotation? Because I see him as a great setup guy. Or mid reliever, because your mid relievers, they're all like Hunter Harvey. I know he came back. He had a 4.44 ERA. The rest of the guys are high three. So let's see. Zerpa, 3.86. Daniel Lynch had a great, Daniel Lynch, the fourth, had a great season towards the end, a 3.32 ERA. I'll give him that. And then you have like Chris Stratton, 5.55 ERA, and then Sam Long. I guess you can count it. It was a 42 innings pitch, but 3.16 as a long reliever. Like, they have depth, luckily, but the numbers are just not elite. Now, if you go over and let's take a look at let's just look at Estevez last year, who was elite last season. Let me get the right one pulled up for you. There you go. 2.45 ERA in 54 games, 26 saves. 55 innings pitch with 50 strikeouts. His whip, 0.909. Definitely his best season so far. Since his career WAR is a 4.8, and he earned a 2.1 last season, it was a very good season. But this is two seasons in a row that he's been good. He was an all-star in 2023. I was at the all-star game in Seattle, and he did well. Of course, that was with LA, the Angels, not the juggernaut, the other one that is sad to watch, the Mike Trout one. 2023, 3.90 ERA, made an all-star game. That's crazy, right? Kind of. I don't know. 31 saves, 62 in the third inning pitch, 27 earned runs, which is a little bit for a closer, considering that you had 31 saves. 31 walks, a little high, but last season, man, with the Angels and the Phillies, because he got traded to the Phillies from LA. I mean, it didn't go better. It didn't work out better for him in Philly, but that's still under 2.57. Pretty good. 2.45 combined. He didn't pitch as much between those two teams, and it comes to 2023. But if he's on the same trajectory where I feel like his numbers are continuing to drop, I mean, he started out at 7.50 in 2020, and that's half a season. That's pretty bad. Then it got down to 4.38, 3.47, 3.90, yet he was an all-star. Interesting how that works, right? I'm pretty sure that's got to be like second half of the season. And then last year, wasn't an all-star yet through a 2.45. So he's improving as you go. And if we take a look at the Fangraphs setup, so they haven't updated this. This has just happened. Here's your rotation and your bullpen. So Ursic, you did great. Thanks for coming in last year from I believe it was Oakland at the time. We don't want to misgender the Oakland team, the Athletics, oops, or whatever. Are we done with being woke? I hope so. Lucas Ursic didn't do bad. I mean, 3.36. It is a step in his all-star year, pretty much. 14 saves, 61 innings pitched. I don't think he had a lot of save opportunities because it seemed like the Royals were out by a bunch or they were down by a bunch and it just didn't work out for him. So, but 16 walks, 72 strikeouts. Ursic is great. I think he's going to be your setup guy and Estevez is going to fall right into here, which Kauffman Stadium is not the greatest stadium to hit out of. So I think it's good for pitching. Cole Reagans did great. Lugo did great. Waka did great. Those three, that's a great rotation to follow behind. And then I still think Lynch the fourth, Zerpa, Ursic, and then I don't know about Hunter Harvey. He's going to have to figure it out. It was a rough season last year. But you have a solid four guys. Sam Long, I still don't know about too much. I don't know if I want to say anything about him because I don't know much. His numbers look good, but I just don't know. This is a needed move, considering pretty much all they have done is subtract. You know, they got Michael Lorenzen. Okay, good, cool. And then you added Jonathan India, basically the first transaction of the offseason. But you also got Joey Weimer from the Brewers. Or sorry, from the Reds. There's been a lot of transactions. I'm trying to follow this again. So I'm hoping, looking at this, that he's somewhere in the starting roster in 2025. Joey Weimer, that's who I mean. I know it didn't work out for him where he was at. He wasn't performing. But you have an outfield issue. Isbell, 229. Slugging, 367. MJ, I know we want to believe in him. 206, 400. He'll hit home runs, but he will not get you base hits. So if he doesn't slug it, he's not going to make it. It's not going to happen. So either he gets this number up or he gets this number up. The average or the home runs, just you got to get those up. And then Renfro, I feel like he's got to be on the chopping block. 229, slugging, 392, 15 home runs. This is not a bad team considering this roster, almost everybody on the starting lineup except for Michael Garcia or Michael, however you want to say it, and then Kyle Isbell are the only ones in single digits for home runs. It's a powerful team going into 2025 and definitely a threat. As we talked about in the last live video, the NL Central, the AL Central, the Tigers are starting to look pretty dangerous. But now we're adding some pitching to this already dangerous Kansas City Royals team, who is not spending a lot of money either. Pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. I don't know if I don't have a figure yet. Let me see if I get an update. I don't have numbers. So it's a 2-year deal with a club option. So very club friendly. I mean, put him out there, see if it works. If it doesn't work, all right, let him go the next season. See if he can repeat last season. That's from Joel Sherman. Let's see, 2-year deal. I'm trying to get some numbers here. I don't know how much they signed him for. Let's see here. Oh, that's just about it. That's about it. So if he can carry this over into next season, he's going to be a dominant closer for the Royals. And consider this also. He was performing better with the Angels going up against American League batting. I don't want to lose you on this too much. You have And then you saw him go to the Phillies, and he started pitching for the Phillies. Obviously, the Kimbrel thing did not work out. They're looking for someone to fill that role at closer or a setup guy for Philly as they were going into the playoffs. And his numbers dropped. Not by a lot. But we all know the last 2 years, the shift of the powerhouse American League has dramatically recently moved to the NL, especially this season. Ohtani went from the Angels to the Dodgers. Juan Soto went from the Yankees now to the Mets. I understand he was with the Padres beforehand, but semantics. He was still a Yankee last season. I feel like the NL is a lot more powerful as far as its bats. If I think about power hitters, I think about Bryce Harper, okay, Phillies, National League. I think of Ohtani, Mookie Betts, National League. Freddie Freeman, National League. Matt Olson, National League. I mean, American League, I think Gunner, Witt Jr., Alvarez, Yordan, just to be specific. Cal Raleigh, Julio, sometimes, if he's up and he's hot. Like, I'm struggling to list off names where if I think NL, I can just rattle them off. Just tons of names. My point, he's going back to an American League team. He's going to an AL Central League as a closer where they're going to be playing majority AL Central teams. White Sox, Detroit. And I don't think they're going to get Bregman. If they did, it'd be a little bit more challenging. The Twins, who are selling hard, like they're going to have to get rid of somebody. I don't know why they haven't made a move. I'm assuming it's because they are asking too much or the contracts are too much for their teams and they don't have a spot for them. I know Carlos Correa has been shopped. I know that Buxton has been shopped. Maybe Royce Lewis has been shopped in a bundle with them, even though he's cheap right now, but he's going to run out soon. Pablo Lopez has been shopped. Like, the Twins they're trying to dish off all the overhead so that they can sell the team, because it's already been in the talks. It's very much confirmed and proven that they're trying to offload. Who else am I missing? This is dumb. I should Detroit. There's another team. What am I thinking of? I'm so foggy today. I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff that's going on. Guardians. Jesus. Ugh. Sorry. Guardians, who made it to the playoffs last season and nearly beat the Yankees. Gosh. Guardians, they're going to be good, but they're, like I said in my last live stream, they're not better than last season. Santana is not an upgrade to Josh Naylor. He's not an upgrade. You did that so that you can get a good pitcher to fill into that bullpen even more. He might even start. Who knows? Let's see if Alex Cobb goes down. Or did Alex Cobb go somewhere else? I'm sorry. I need to follow this. I'm all over the place. I know he was there. Shane Bieber's coming back. We'll see. But you got Slade Cicione? From that deal for Josh Naylor. And then you sign Santana. Santana did great in Minnesota. But he's not, like, Naylor didn't strike out very much. And Santana's getting on the old side. Like, you didn't upgrade. I don't think you're better. And I don't know if you're weaker, but you might be weaker. Yeah. You might be weaker, Guardians. Pitching-wise, you're stronger, I think, than last season. I will give you that. You have Shane Bieber coming back. That's a huge increase. But offensively, we'll see. We'll see. Because I think the stadium's changed a little bit for the Guardians with Carlos Santana coming back. Because last time he was in Cleveland, it was the Indians. Think about that. He was with Lindor. Think about that. So, You're now adding a great pitcher last season, awesome pitcher last season, who did better against American League than National League, going against one of the weakest divisions in baseball, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. The Tigers really, I was very impressed with what they did last season, and I think they can carry that over. They have a lot of really good talent. So the Tigers are definitely a threat, and that is another reason why the Royals absolutely needed to add pitching in the bullpen this coming season, because that starting rotation is not going to be able to sustain eight innings every single outing. It's not going to be able to. And if one of them have a bad day and you have nothing to back them up, it's going to be rough. Because at the time before this deal went down, they had like three. They had three solid guys, but they're going to get burned out quick. This is an awesome way to knock somebody down to take on more innings while Estevez can be your closer. And he's going against a very manageable division that he's going to play very often. We'll see how he fares in Missouri. I don't know. It gets hot and humid there. Completely understand. It's pretty cold in the spring. I completely understand. If you guys make it to October, it's going to be freezing. I get it. I've only been to, what was it, St. Louis? I flew into St. Louis. I've only been in Missouri like once, and I was there for a while. The weather can be crazy. So, huge pickup. Huge pickup for Kansas City. I'm ecstatic for this. I did not have Estevez on the radar for Kansas City. I think there was a couple teams that were looking at him, but I did not see Kansas City as an option. I also wasn't following too much because, you know, it's a relief pitcher, and Tanner Scott signed, you know, Kirby Yates signed. It's just kind of like, I feel like everybody should just go to the Dodgers at that point. Right? No? I don't know. If you guys are in here right now, I didn't make another video about Ha-Seong Kim getting signed over to the Rays. I don't have a ton of battery left on my camera. I've been recording too much. I have another video coming out tomorrow reacting to Jeff Passan on Talking Baseball, specifically for you guys that are Mariners fans. Check it out tomorrow. It's interesting and a little bit more of a rant, more than anything. So I appreciate you guys' support. If you're new here, subscribe. Like the video, like this video actively. Put something in the chat's comments. Are you guys from Kansas City? Who's from Kansas City? Who's a Royals fan? Who's not from Kansas City and is a Royals fan? That's weird. What do you guys think of this? What do you guys think? Because they needed it. They needed it, but they also need more. And maybe they're looking at these metrics and they're saying, let's focus on our bullpen. We're just going to hope that MJ Melendez can wake up and bring that batting average up. Even if he sustained 17 home runs like he did last season and he hits 230, that's still way better than last season. That's a huge bump. Hunter Renfroe, he's getting on the older side. He's 33. He batted 229 last season, 15 home runs and slugged 392. Get him to come up a little bit too, because you just need to improve off of last season. I still think Michael Garcia is probably tradable. I think they're still going to make a move somewhere. They have to. They have to. Because, I mean, you're just going to do... I mean, it worked out last season with Salvador Perez being the catcher, moving over to first base, and then Pascantino either taking first or taking DH, and then putting Freddie Fermin behind there. Freddie Fermin did fine. 368 plate appearances, batted 271. He only slugged 366. I get it. He's not a home run hitter. Six home runs, two stolen bases, but he hit the ball. 271, man, sign me up, especially with 368 plate appearances. He did great. He did great. Salvador Perez, he's 34. I don't know how he's 34. I swear he was like 54. 271 as well, with 27 home runs and slug 456. Perez is just a beast. I want to get a signed jersey. I'm going to add it right there, right next to Bobby Witt's. I'm going to put it right there. I need to get one, 1,000%. Pascantino, hopefully he can come back and do what he did. He had 554 plate appearances. I thought he was injured. Was it MJ that was injured? One of these guys were injured. Michael Massey, second base. I think that's a good spot. I think they'll rotate him and India most likely back and forth for second base, just to keep them in the lineup. And then, you know, maybe Pascantino could take DH while Massey takes second and Pascantino takes a break or Perez gets a day off or something like that. They have some options there. But like I said, hopefully Joey Wehmer comes up. I think he deserves an opportunity because I think he's going to be able to perform a lot better than Nelson Vasquez. He only had 230 plate appearances. Maybe it was him that was injured last season. He batted 200 and slugged 366. I don't have advanced stats here. Yeah, I do. Okay. 76 WRC plus, 640 OPS. He only walked 8% of the time. He struck out 26% of the time. Give Joey Wehmer an opportunity. Bring him up. Bring him up to support and get extra runs in. Get the team ahead and then throw in Estevez to save the game. And Estevez will probably shut him out. I just think Kauffman Stadium would probably be really good for them. I really do. So, yeah. Good pickup. Good pickup by the Royals. They needed to do something else. I still think that they have a trade up the sleeve. I'm trying to think. Mariners absolutely probably be interested in, like, Michael Garcia, get some stolen bases, get some speed out there, high batting average. I don't think the Royals will let go of Fermin. I think he's the next one to take over the slot for Perez whenever he does retire, which could be in the next couple of years. He's just going to be too valuable. Norm. Sorry, Dodgers fan. Sorry. Why are you sorry? Dude, it's fine to be a Dodgers fan. Like, I don't blame you. I'm a fan of them buying everybody. Like, at this point, I need someone. This is a side rant. I need someone to step in and the Dodgers is someone to step in and make every other organization look terrible. Make ownership look terrible. Make their fan bases hate their own ownership. It's working for the Mariners. And as you go on, as long as you have wit, you have the star to build around. Not every team has that. Ask Colorado. 100%. Well, they did. They had Charlie Blackmon, but now he's retired, and now he's their hitting operations manager guy. They gave him a weird title. They're trying to get sophisticated with this. He's the batting coach. Simple enough. They surrounded it players with him, like Chris Bryant, didn't really work out. Trevor Story didn't really work out for them, and they ended up getting rid of him to Boston. They sign big players that just don't go anywhere. They just kind of fail. I don't know what it is with Colorado, but they have like a curse. Larry Walker curse, maybe. But yeah, you build around wit. I think Kansas City is a little bit different. I think they build around their stadium. I think that's what they do. They don't really build around a player specifically. This might be a weird take that a lot of you might disagree with, and that's fine. But I think Kauffman's such a unique park. They build around the stadium specifically, players that hit to certain spots and complement the design of Kauffman Stadium and the weather that they have in Kansas City. And it's shown the last couple of years, they've been like the number one team as far as their record goes at home, them. And then also the Mariners, ironically, even though they were terrible last season towards the end, the second half. So it's more of building your team around your home stadium, I think, for Kansas City, and it works for them. The players that they have perform at their stadium at home. They were like 700 at home. They're like 700 at home. It was like freakishly good at home. On the road, they were like 400, 410 on the road, like not good. So I think Bobby Witt is a good base along with Perez. I just don't talk about Bobby Witt because we all know he's a superstar. Like, I don't need to praise him. We all know he's the guy around there. But I think Perez is the veteran face that is going to lead Bobby into that role when he leaves. And then Bobby will take over, of course, but Perez is still a force to be reckoned with. But Bobby is good where he's at, and I'm glad they extended him when they did. They got lucky. Bobby should have waited. He could have got a lot more money, but it's good for the Royals. I was going somewhere with that. Why not a 1-year offer to Flaherty? Seems like the consensus among team executives is a prove it deal. I don't see why not. I know the Royals are not cash rich. They don't like to spend a lot of money. Let me see. What's their payroll? I'm going to look that up. Give me a second. 106. Projected total allocations will be 115. So they're just over the threshold, I believe, for the Players Association. Salvador Perez is making 22 mil. For those of you watching on here, I will probably be moving this over to Spotify as well. I always do that. If you guys listen to podcasts on Spotify, I also have my podcast on Spotify. If you guys want to look it up, same thing, Touching Bases Podcast. Here, let's get this pulled up for you. So Salvador Perez, 22 million. He's the highest paid, age 35. Michael Wacha is 18. Seth Lugo is 15. Bobby Witt is at 7. 7 million. Of course, he's an arbitration one. It was bypassed. So that number's going to go up. But isn't that crazy? It's a fall off. You have 1, 2, 3, and then number 4, Bobby Witt, your star, goes from 15 million to 7.7 million. Per year. Yeah, their payroll's low. Renfroe, India, Lorenzen, Stratton, Harvey. Hunter Harvey is the cringe one. 30-year-old relief pitcher at 3.7 mil, and he had a 5-point-something ERA, 5.5. Chris Bubeck, arbitration 3 at 3 mil. Melendez at 2.6. I think he's going to be, what, year 3? Year 3? At age 26, hopefully you can bring it back up. We will see. It's just a cheap team. Very, very inexpensive team. So, yeah, how much could they spend? I don't know what their budget is. I don't think that's been released. But I can tell you right now, free agent year for Salvador Perez is 2027. So he's got 2 more years, this year, next year, before he's a free agent. $22 million fall off the books. That's huge for Kansas City. That is big for Kansas City as far as payments go. So money right now, I don't know how much they have left. If they want to bring in Flaherty, sure. But why? Why do you need to? Why do you need? Is it just to Dodger him? You know, you get what I'm saying? Is it just to Dodger the AL Central? Is that it? Because you don't need him. You have Cole Reagans, you have Lugo, you have Wacha, you have Lorenzen. Are you doing it to kick Bubeck out and Marsh? But why? Because they're both positive war players. As of last season, both of them are low walks per nine, 1.48 walks per nine, 2.72 walks per nine. Bubeck is 11.57 Ks per nine. Marsh was an 8.58. Not high, but it's not terribly low. That's kind of the big thing here. So Flaherty, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Go out and get some more relievers. Go get Dave Robertson. That would be a one prove it deal. That would be great, because then you're getting some very promising relief pitchers into this bullpen. You're just stacking it up. But I would say you probably should get one more big bat. Why not? There's got to be one, right? There's got to be one out there that fits the book that would work with Kauffman Stadium. I don't know the metrics of what they look for. I would have to dig deep into that or talk to somebody who's like a Kansas City Royals podcaster. And I would love to meet one. If there's any really good Kansas City Royal podcasts out there, specific to that team, I would love to have them on and like discuss the strategy. Maybe they know the budget that they have. Yeah, I would fully expect Perez to be traded at the end of next season or at the trade deadline of 26. It just makes sense. It's just too much money. you're getting off the books on, and on top of that, you can get something in return. Most likely prospects or an outfield, a solid outfielder. Maybe I was going to say the White Sox, but you know what? Interdivision trades are so rare. It might not, I don't know. It depends how the White Sox work, but go get Robert Jr. Maybe. They're not going to want to spend that money, but they might, if there's player association grievances, as far as the money goes, there's a possibility there. Yeah. So, Carlos Estevez, new closer for the Royals. It's going to be weird seeing him in a Royals uniform. He's only been in red recently. I mean, yeah, I know he's in Colorado, but again, hitter's ballpark for sure, which is the reason why his numbers reflect. I mean, 5.24, 5.57. 2019, he had a 3.75. That was the best of his career at that time. Yes. And then the next year, 7.50, 4.38. These are all the ERAs for Estevez when he was in Colorado from 2016 to 2021. And then his best season in Colorado was his final season. And that's where he pitched a 3.47 ERA. Still not the greatest for a closer. and yeah. Trying to see 2023. Yeah. So it's going to be weird. He's going to be in blue. First time we're seeing him in blue. Cause after that, I went to the LA Angels and then last year was traded to the Phillies who didn't do bad. He really didn't do bad. His strikeouts to walk ratio was a 2.57. It's really, it's okay. It was okay. Three walks per nine, 7.7 walks per nine. That's with Philly. The Angels is 1.3 walks per nine, 8.5 strikeouts or Ks per nine in the AL. I think that AL thing, I think he needs to stay in the AL and face AL hitters at this point. Kauffman Stadium probably will help because he didn't do too well against NL teams. And I think they're a lot stronger these days. For sure. So Carlos Estevez. How do you properly say it? Estevez, right? Yeah. To the Royals, Kansas City, congrats. You guys actually made another move. A big addition for your bullpen. Your new closer, Ursic. He got a run for his money, but he did good. He did great, and he'll be a great setup guy. Who knows? He might even slot back right in there as your closer. If Estevez falls back into his Rockies days. No pun intended. Being all Rocky on the mound. Okay, that was bad. I will see you all beautiful people a little bit later. If we do have something else drop tonight, I will for sure 100% go live and we'll talk about it. I'm going to go get some tea to relax my throat because I'm sick. And yeah, go watch the Hassan Kim video from earlier. If you guys were at work, just from here, go to the last one and review it. Ray's got Hassan Kim. It's pretty good. I still don't have numbers. Let's check one more time before we log off. Any update? Numbers? How much did Estevez get signed for? Here it is. Okay. Whoa. According to Mark Finesand, my computer just glitched out. Okay. Estevez's deal with the Royals is expected, not confirmed, to be 2 years with an option, $20 million with a $13 million club option. $2 million buyout per source. So it's a 2 for $22 or 3 for $33 if the option is exercised. So, okay. Sorry, Perez. You're no longer the highest paid player on the team. Wow. Wow, this is why we check this stuff. I'm going to repost it now. Wow. That's... Holy crap. Really? Yeah. So him and Perez will be equal as far as money goes. No, I guess it's 2 for 22. So it'll be 11 mil. Let me do the math on that right. And then 3 for 30. So 11 mil per year, but it's a 20 mil deal. He'll still be in the top three. Top four-ish. He's still getting paid more than Bobby Witt per year. Isn't that? That's wild. That's wild. So, okay. Head is foggy. Well, there you have it. Carlos Estevez is signed with the Royals for 2 years, $22 million, or 3 years at $33 million if he exercises his option. So $11 million per year with the Kansas City Royals. We'll see if they make some moves to cut back on payroll. I don't know who they would trade, but we'll see. Just on some side notes, because there's been some confirmed stuff before we sign off. Bob Nightingale just did a release. So Carlos Estevez signs for $22 million with the Royals. Taylor Rogers signs was traded to the Reds, who has a $12 million contract. Tommy Canley, I always forget how to say it. He has a $7.75 million contract. He signed with the Tigers. So they just improved their pitching staff. Ryan Stanek has gone back to the Mets for $4.5 million. Kirby Yates passes physical, officially has signed $13 million with the Dodgers. And Ryan Pressly was traded away to the Cubs, and he has a $14 million contract, but I believe that the Astros are paying $8 million of that. It was strictly a salary dump by the Astros, which means they might possibly go out and get Bregman or get somebody else. But as of right now, the Astros are still just under that tax luxury threshold. So if they do sign him, they're going to pass it. I don't think ownership, from what they've said, wants to do that. So we'll have to wait and see. So those are just some updates as far as what's happened today, as far as relief pitching today, not counting Ha-Sung Kim. Those are the deals. Yes, he got what Trennan got, which is impressive. So, yep. All right. I will see you, you beautiful people, on the next one. Love y'all. I will, see you later.